fighting the socialists in Washington, exposing the nonsense in Congress, restoring common sense to government. It's Common Sense Radio with your host, Pete Rehm. We the people must make a stand. So let your voice be heard and call Pete now at 343-0106.
All right. Welcome to Common Sense Radio. That's right. It's Thursday night. It's 8 p.m. and you're right where you should be in front of your radio listening to Common Sense Radio to sift through the fake news, the propaganda, and all the leftist nonsense that's out there. And we are loaded for bear for you tonight. The show trial has ended with a thud. Trump is back. Parler is back. Texas is frozen. And hopefully American patriots across this country are joining us on TuneIn Radio or streaming us at FMTalk1065.com, or just those good old South Alabama Americans are out there staying warm in the truck behind the garage, listening on the radio so your wife doesn't know what you're doing. But we welcome one and all to Common Sense Radio, and every week I know that you're always shocked that we actually return it, as we are. We're actually shocked every Thursday at 8 p.m. when we go, wow, we're on the air again. How is this possible? And how is it possible? It is the tenacity, the diligence, the perseverance of our award-winning engineer. No matter how frozen the electrons are, he has a warm, sensitive side. And he can coddle them and coax them back into movement and warm them up just enough to head for the transmitter. And that is all because our Commandante of the Electrons has a warm, sensitive side. The award-winning engineer, co-host, executive producer, Mark Holliday.
Thank you, Pete. I appreciate those kind, warm words.
Yes,
tonight.
And this was an appropriate night to also mention, ladies, the sensitive, warm Commandante of the Electrons has shocking things for you, too. Just text 251-343-0106. He is single. Oh, and so by now you've caught on that Mark and I are here without adult supervision.
Woohoo!
So our executive producer and director of quality assurance, Gold Star wife, United States Coast Guard Teresa Taylor, our beloved co-host, is she's out. She's spending some family time. So we will miss her, not as much as you, the listener, are going to miss her for the next hour. But we are here unsupervised. Okay, lots and lots of news out there. First, we've got to pay our homage and condolences to the great one, Rush Limbaugh. It's hard to express because he came on the air in 1988, and I remember
nationally with the Rush Limbaugh show.
With the Rush Limbaugh show, and right. I was on recruiting duty in Texas in 1989, and I remember one of the young guys from Texas A&M that I was recruiting to be in the Navy came in for one of his interviews. He said, "Oh, have you heard this guy Rush?"
Mm-hmm.
No. And so he told me, you got to listen.
Right.
And it was about then, in 1989. So almost the whole time I've listened to him for the 30 something years he's been on there. And I'm like all of you, it really leaves a hole in my day.
Yeah.
In everything.
Yeah.
Because Rush, he had the pulse of America. He had the pulse of Americans. He loved America. Matter of fact, I would say Rush Limbaugh was America first.
First. Yeah. There's
been
no question.
That guy.
Yeah.
And against all odds, no matter how many times they attacked him, no matter how much corporate censorship they tried to do, they never got him. He was always number one, literally till the day he passed. And it's a very sad day for this country. And for conservatives, obviously it is, but it really is for the country. Because I think, even though he's so maligned by the left, Americans will come to realize how much he means to this country and that he verbalized what we are thinking. And he spoke truth to power.
Not only that, but this show would not exist. No, this radio station would not exist.
Talk radio.
All of the
exist.
People that you know, Sean Hannity, Mark
Mark Levin,
Levin,
all of them.
All of them. I mean,
all of them. Jeff Poor. All of them. We wouldn't have this
opportunity
if it wasn't for him, the pioneer. And
blazing the trail.
Blazing the trail. And the other thing is, there was always a reassurance when you heard Rush. Because you would hear all this stuff, right? And you go, oh, what are they doing now?
Mm-hmm.
But Rush could always see what was really happening, where it was going. And he could tell you who was moving, who was doing what. Hang on. This is what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
And we are going to miss Rush. I mean, he's taken too soon. 70, Mark and I will both tell you, is pretty darn young. But, yeah, 70 is not old.
The older you get, the younger
70
it seems.
Yes. Yeah. So God bless Rush and God bless his family. We will sorely, all of us will sorely miss him for a long time. I've been doing it so long, I can't imagine a day not hearing that little intro, intro music.
Yeah.
It's so ingrained.
Yeah.
Even my kids grew up on it. They knew what it was.
They knew what it was.
Everybody knew what it was. Now, some of the things, though, in his passing, again, in death, he exposes the left. Their hatred, and I don't want to go into all this, but there's some, the leftists and Democrats saying vile things about a man who was a legend and was so revered by so many Americans, and they say such vile things, and you think, what if we said that about Don Lemon. I guess that's not a good comparison.
But he's still alive.
Yeah. But in death there's just no magnanimity in death. And that shows it's not just a loss of civil discord. It's hatred. It's absolute hatred. And don't mistake it. The reason I'm bringing it up, that hatred they have for him, even in death, they have that for Donald Trump. And you know who else they have that for?
You.
Yes.
Me.
Yes. All of us. All of you listening. If you are an average American who cherishes liberty and freedom and believes in our glorious history, believes in our traditions and values, they hate you.
They hate you.
They absolutely hate you because you are the obstacle to their totalitarian power and ushering us into globalism. You rubes out there who want to cling to your Bibles and your guns, that's why they show the hate for Rush. That's why they show the hate for Trump. That's why they – and it's us at the end of the day.
Yeah.
It's absolutely us. So God bless Rush. I want to at least give him that shout out. I know a lot of tributes and anything we say here is inadequate to his contributions. So, but he will long be remembered for a long, long, long time. Other things, what happened to global warming? I mean, Texas is frozen.
Frozen.
It's totally frozen. I got two brothers out there, and I mean, they've been battling with no water, no heat, no power, no gas. The gas, I mean, it's not just Texas, the whole area, but Texas in particular has been hit very, very hard. And what it does, it shows that liberal policies don't work.
Indeed, it does. I heard at one point a newscast where citizens were in Texas were being asked to continue to boil their water because the water plants are not working.
They're
so
frozen.
they can't make sure that the chemicals and the purification are going through. I mean, water's still being delivered out of the tap if it hasn't frozen in the pipes.
Right. If you get it or thaw it out.
But it may not be safe, so boil it. And I thought, okay, there's no electricity. There's no gas. How in the world are you supposed to boil?
You're hacking
water?
The dining room table into pieces and starting a fire.
I'm thinking the preppers out there may have gotten the idea right with the filtering.
Yes.
Using filtering to clean their water. But I mean, it's brutal.
There's people
heart goes
burning
out to
their
those
fences.
Folks.
I mean, it's.
Yeah.
But the crazy thing is. Even Texas, and this is disheartening and disconcerting to all of the conservatives. You know, we hold up Texas as They're the conservative state. They're the job state. They're the liberty and freedom state. You know, they have the death penalty. They do things right over there. We love thank God for Texas, because they're showing us the way.
And the only state in the union that can secede legally.
Legally. Secede. And we will go with them. But so you never expect them to get caught. And then we find out that somehow over the years, they've allowed a third of their grid, their electric grid, to go to wind and solar. Hello?
Yeah.
But now here's where the global warming comes in, because Texas, do you realize Texas is in like day 9 of sub-freezing temperature?
Amazing.
That never happens. And they are maybe going to go above freezing tomorrow for the first time. It's like on the 9th or 10th day. 10 days of sub. That never. They're looking back in the 1890s right now to see if they can find a stretch of sub-zero where it never got above freezing in Texas. I mean, it was freezing in Mexico, folks.
Amazing.
It totally amazing, and it totally exposed the fallacy of Green New Deal and environmental stuff. I mean, the only thing they can do to redeem themselves is next week they'd need to be breaking ground on some new coal-fired power plants. Get them coal-fired power plants back up so we can have some heat around here.
Pump some oil.
Yes, all of that. And then, of course, of all of this, guess what else is going on? Now your fuel costs are rising.
Oh, yeah.
And jobless claims are going up.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Welcome to the Biden Build It Back Better. Right? Here we go. All right, we'll get back with your calls and texts at 251-343-0106.
Welcome back to Common Sense Radio with your host, Pete Rehm. To talk to Pete, call now at 343-0106.
All right, welcome back to Common Sense Radio. That's right, you can get us on TuneIn Radio, or hopefully you could have it streaming at fmtalk1065.com. And we will certainly take your calls and texts at 251-343-0106. Okay, finally, the impeachment 2.0 is over, and President Trump prevails again. I mean, that's pretty good. Impeached twice in a year, and I mean, what a thing for the history books. He's impeached twice, not convicted twice, and he's even impeached one time. He's not even president anymore.
Right.
I mean, do you know how asinine that is? That the guy's out of office, but we're going to have a trial anyway, and it was totally a Soviet show trial.
Yes, it was.
Now, I couldn't watch it. My wife watched it, and I was getting texts all day. She was losing her mind at the absolute inane absurdities that the Democrats were repeating, driving her nuts. But it was totally unconstitutional. Why did nobody go, hey, Chief Justice Roberts, why are you not presiding over this impeachment trial as prescribed in the Constitution? How come that didn't get a bunch of play? He's not going to. He's busy. He has golf. I don't know what.
Because the person on trial was not a president.
Because it was unconstitutional.
That's why he didn't go. So now you've got somebody who is presiding over the events.
Yeah.
Who has a vote? It's like one of the jurors in a trial. One of the jurists being the judge.
Yes.
It's like,
yeah. Hey, yeah, you third from the left in the jury
boggles,
box.
It boggles the imagination.
You want to sit in my seat? No, it's totally unconstitutional. It's totally stupid. And they just let that part pass. Oh, we're going to do this unconstitutional thing and pretend it's constitutional. But even, and I'm like I said, I'm no fan of Roberts, but even he was like, okay, this is really bad.
I'm not going to be a part of this.
Oh, look at that. I have a dental appointment that day.
Yeah.
Sorry, guys.
Yep. Can't do it.
I got hip replacement surgery. I'll be out for a week. I mean, that's stupid. And then did you notice when the Democrats, they fought, we want witnesses, and Republicans go, we have 300, we want to call Nancy Pelosi first. Democrats huddle.
Man.
No, we moved to go to final arguments. We don't want any more witnesses.
Yeah, right.
Oh, really?
This may not
so
have
you
been
didn't
a
want Nancy
idea.
Pelosi under oath up there when he said, oh, Madam Speaker, when were you first informed of threats against the Capitol? Mm-hmm. How many requests did you deny for extra security in the days leading up to 6 January? Oh, you didn't want that on the record under oath?
Right.
Hello?
Of course not.
Of course not. And then, I don't know if y'all are seeing it, they keep saying, the January 6th Capitol Hill riots, the insurrection, 5 killed. Okay, wait a minute. They always thought, 5 dead. Wait a minute. Whoa. 3 of the dead, we know nothing about other than it was that day there was some sort of medical emergency and 3 people died. We don't know who they are or what it was. We don't know if they had a heart attack or choked on a corn dog. But they were there and they died. And we don't even know who they are. And then we know they shot one woman, one armed woman who was who had a half a dozen policemen actually standing right behind her, but they shot her anyway, so that didn't make sense. And we don't know anything about that. And now I don't know, and it's tragic about the Capitol police officer that died, but you're not seeing this anywhere, but you know that they're having difficulty. They're trying to make it a murder case.
Yeah.
They can't find the evidence. The prosecutors, and you know they want it.
They want it,
they
absolutely.
They can't find the so actually,
well, give them
there's
time.
A question about how did this guy actually die? Why did he die? Nobody actually knows. Now, we know there was some violence, and we know some people got out of hand, but my whole point is all of this is trumped up. All of this is played up to make it, oh, it was an insurrection. It was a violent riot. It was a... After all last year what we watched with BLM, and it's so funny, you listen to the Congress people, the Democrats, and be, oh, Kamala, these protests should continue. They will never stop. I urge you to contribute to bail for these people. They're burning cities, looting cities, pulling people out of the cars, assaulting police officers, injuring people, killing people in city after city across the nation. And all you get from the Congress, particularly the Democrats, we should understand their rage.
Right.
Now,
right.
Some people with American flags show up in Washington.
And it's time to call out the National Guard on that.
Guard is still there.
It's still there. The razor wire is still there.
And I heard something yesterday that they may be there till the fall. They're talking about So imagine this. When you, the American people, are being assaulted, looted, brutalized, they don't care. You should understand the rage. When the American people show up in Washington and say, we're unhappy, oh, no, we're not going to understand why you're unhappy. We don't want to hear from you.
Exactly.
You're a domestic terrorist. The FBI is coming to visit you, and we are going to cancel culture you, every one of you. You are all criminals for daring to show up and have your voices heard.
To speak out.
To speak out.
Against what is...
Now, let me caveat that. I am not condoning the vandalism and violence that occurred in the Capitol. But there is a whole lot of questions unanswered. And I'm telling you, the evidence is slowly pouring out. It was pre-planned. And there was agitators. Leftist agitators, anarchist agitators that infiltrated and started that stuff. Because you got video from inside the Capitol where, on one hand, you see a guy taking a selfie in Pelosi, smiling and grinning, taking a selfie in Pelosi's seat. And then you got other people standing around, walking through the Senate with Capitol Police officers, kind of chatting. And they're kind of going, well, you really shouldn't be in here. And they're just talking.
Yeah.
And then there's others where they're kind of pushing and shoving each other through doors. Nothing makes sense about that. And they've done that. And then we have it, and 7 GOP senators voted to convict. We're going to get more into that. The other thing I want to bring up on that, part of that, one of the Trump lawyers from Philadelphia, Vanderbeek, he said he put his family in hiding.
That's ridiculous.
Because he took out, let's take Trump out of it. Let's say, name any criminal, no matter how heinous. Under our system, are they not allowed defense?
Indeed, they are.
So, because a lawyer steps up and says, I will defend the defendant in the court of law. Even though he's heinous, heinous, heinous murderer, whatever you name it, whatever you hate about him, still under our system of law. So you're what we're going to go tar and feather the defense lawyer?
In this case, it would be the police or the district attorney that would be attacking the defense attorney family.
I mean,
not the criminals.
No.
The establishment, those that are charged with protecting and making sure that life and
yes.
is protected and justice prevails.
Yes.
These people are the ones that are attacking the defense attorney.
The defense attorney.
This makes no sense. None of it makes sense.
Except that the media goes, oh, that's right.
Yeah.
We applaud that.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Everything's on its head. All right. Let's go to Kevin in Mobile to see what he's got for us tonight. Kevin, what do you got?
God bless. Love all the topics here. Have a few, Pete. One, Rush Limbaugh, great American, loved his show for years on air and on TV, and he loved America here. And it is sad to say that these muckrakers out here, these people that call themselves journalists there, the man is not in the ground. His family hasn't had a time to mourn here, and they are already berating and just dragging this man around. This is sad. This is not the America that we love and not the America that we have grown up on. These people are just pure hatred. They have venom running through their veins right there. I want to say to his family, God bless you, and let these people mourn. Shame on these, quote, journalists for what they're doing to this fine American. That's topic one. Topic two, you were talking about the seven rogues that crossed over the line there for the rogue impeachment there. Well, you know, we have the Oscar and the Tony and the Golden Globe. Well, Mitch McConnell, I've got an award for you right there. It's called the Mitt Romney Award for you. The Mitt. You're the 2021 winner of the Mitt Award, and you deserve it. Wear it well. Let me tell you what.
I love that.
President Trump, he rallied around this man to get him reelected because we needed him. And once the sham show got through right there, all he had to do is wrap the gavel and say, this man is acquitted, move on with life. No, he has to get up there for his 2-cent ride and go and berate our president right there, his former boss, and still a former president of the United States. Shame on you. Shame on you, McConnell.
Yes.
I tell you what, these people need to rally up around it. Whoever's running against him, get that clown out of town.
Yeah, but you know what the crazy thing is? At least four of the seven GOP senators that voted to convict just got reelected in November 3rd with the support of Donald Trump. That's how
Absolutely.
They got there. They just got reelected.
Not,
McConnell was one of them.
They would not have been reelected without him. That's right there. So what we've got to do, like I said, we as
Collins.
Americans right here, and there is more people rising to the top right here, patriotic Americans, who are seeing the sham show that's going on right now. And where's the president standing up going right now and telling people, say, you know what, I want to bring you together there. Well, you're doing a bad job of it, sir. You're doing a bad job.
You're doing a terrible job.
Right now. And all of a sudden, he's telling that with the COVID, that nothing was lined up, nothing was in place. Vice President was on TV yesterday. She's a liar, a full-blooded liar right there. President Trump did a great job trying to get this pandemic under order right there. God bless him. The people that are getting the shots there, God bless them.
Yep.
Poor little Texas, look at them going, trying to go green. It's amazing. I want to see Don Quixote out there trying to get one of those windmills started with his sword, you know. This is crazy. We've got to get America back on track again. And I think we've got the people like me and yourself and thousands of them out there,
yep.
millions who are saying, you know what? We are not going to stand still for this here. We're not going to succumb to what you did as far as tearing down cities and the sham show they've done. But what we are going to do is rally around our Constitution, our flag, and our military, and we're going to put these leaders on check.
Yes,
on
we do.
Check right there. By who? Your constituents. The American people. We've got it. We've got one thing that they don't have. We have God on our side. God is on our side.
That's exactly. And we have got to get the people activated and engaged in the politics to get the right people, to get the warriors up there to in office to lead in the Congress in Washington and reclaim our liberties and restore our constitutional republic. You're absolutely right, Kevin. Thank you for the call and listening.
God bless.
Thank you so much. We're up against the hard break at the bottom of the hour. We'll be right back with your calls and texts at 251-343-0106.
Welcome back to Common Sense Radio with your host, Pete Rehm. To talk to Pete, call now at 343-0106.
All right, welcome back to Common Sense Radio. At the bottom of the hour, bring aboard a very special sponsor. That is Mission First Mortgage. Look, the real estate market is still strong. It's still hot for sellers. So houses are moving very quickly. So if you don't have your financing locked and loaded, pre-approved, ready to go, sited, targeted, you could miss your dream home. So how do you make sure you're pre-approved? How do you make sure that financing's locked and loaded? You call Mission First Mortgage. They are mission-focused, mission-oriented. Their mission is to get you locked and loaded with financing pre-approved, ready to go. So when you sight that dream home that is the one you want, you can pull the trigger and take that shot right then. Take that bad boy home. Don't lose it. And you need to call Brian Dewberry at 251-289-1141. Give him a call at 251-289-1141 or go to their website, mission1stmortgageinc.com. That's mission, numeral 1stmortgageinc.com. Or just call them at 289-1141. They got to get a better website. My gosh, that thing's a mouthful to say. But here is Wit and Wisdom brought to you by Mission First Mortgage.
More than half of those who didn't vote have been polled and say it no longer makes any difference which party wins. Now some have taken another course. There are some among us, and I respect their views, who suggest that that means an end to the Republican Party, that we should form a new third party. May I suggest an alternative to that? Let's have a new first party, a Republican Party, raising a banner of bold colors, no pale pastels, a banner instantly recognizable as standing for certain values which will not be compromised. Yes, we must broaden our base, but let's broaden it the way we did in 1972, because those Americans, Democrats and Independents and Republicans, are still out there looking for a banner around which to rally. And we have what they want, what they're seeking, but they don't know that. And sometimes I wonder if we know it.
Perfect. That is 1975 Ronald Reagan's speech to the young Americans for freedom. That was between his time being California governor and before he got elected president in 1980.
Right, right.
And
let's not forget that the establishment, Republican establishment, did not like Ronald Reagan.
They hated
either.
His guts.
Yeah, yeah.
They
so
hated his guts.
So the Mitch McConnells of the day, the Mitch McConnells and the Mitt Romneys of the day.
Which Mitch McConnell was there then.
Yeah, yeah. And Mitt's father, I guess,
yeah,
was probably hanging around somewhere around there, George. But yeah, those guys, the Rockefellers.
They hated
Ronald Reagan.
Because he was about the American people. About freedom, about liberty, about America first. And I picked that one because that's where we're at, and it goes with the column this week that you get at BamaNewsNow.com. Go to BamaNewsNow.com, and you can read all our columns. Impeachment 2.0 exposed the GPO. GOP.
Right.
Impeachment 2.0 exposed the GOP. Really, it was a stupid, absurd show. Soviet show trial. And we know the Democrats are stupid, right? And we know they're going to be absurd. And we know they're going to come out and sell all sorts of lies and falsehoods that are totally nonsensical. Okay, we expect that.
Right.
But when the Republicans fall in line with it.
Yeah.
And that.
So we of those seven, we've got what are two or three that are not going to run for re-election?
Burr in North Carolina has said he's not running. And who was the other one? You caught me.
Can't remember. Was it Murkowski?
No, I don't know.
Who stole the election, by the way?
Murkowski stole the election in Alaska. Don't get me started on her.
Yeah.
Okay. But what it exposed is here we are. We've been fighting and fighting to get to keep ourselves from going into socialism and totalitarianism, which is really kind of funny. It's a whole nother show. But all these things we've been talking about for years, they're doing it. Mm-hmm. Now, we're watching them do all the things we warned for the last few years, and, oh, they're going to open the borders, they're going to take away your guns, you can take away your First Amendment rights, all. They're doing it. We're watching them do it. We've been warning them doing it, and it's all because of a failure of the Republican Party. We are here with the Democrats asserting almost single-party control. Why? Because the Republican Party is a huge failure.
So that begs the question a little bit about the Reagan quote, where he, at the time, people were talking about a third party as well. Let's have a first party. Is it possible? That's the question. Are the Republicans, is it possible to get enough warriors and true conservatives in the Republican Party, in the leadership positions, to turn this thing around?
If you asked me, I would probably say no.
And that's my fear, because time after time, I feel like, you know, I feel like we've been Charlie Brown with Lucy holding
time.
The football every single time.
And that's what Mitch McConnell has proved with all this.
Exactly.
When he came out and literally regurgitated Chuck Schumer's talking points, you had to go,
what?
So we've been played. So you don't believe any of the stuff you've been talking about for the last few years. All you're doing is playing your game to keep your seat up there at 78 years old, which, oh, by the way, I think his birthday's tomorrow, and he's going to be 78 years old. I was wondering how old he is, because he looks like he's 88. But they just want to play this game. They don't care. They will continue to play the game for how long the American people be damned. And that's what the thing is, 2.0, impeachment 2.0, expose the GOP, why do I have that in my head?
I don't know, now you got me thinking of a song and a Pontiac and a car.
And everything else like that. But it's the weakness in the Republican Party, can it be fixed? I will tell you, Trump is back, and apparently Trump thinks that the infrastructure is there, and we just need to remake it.
He's not doing
a third party.
Yeah, he has said he will support in 22 those that are America First candidates, those that are true conservatives.
And that's what we need to do.
So you know.
And look, if he believes in that, I mean, he's the leader that can bring us all, because we need a national leader.
Yep.
Because,
yep.
I mean, look, the third party thing only works. It has to have two things. It has to have an incredibly strong, charismatic national leader.
Right.
And a grassroots that will support him.
Right.
Now,
right.
Trump has that. He could do
that. You and I have talked about this off air about, you know, this would take several election cycles.
Yep.
You got to do it from the grassroots up.
We could do it.
And you will make sure that the Democrats win the elections for those several cycles. But at some point, it may end up being a coalition kind of government.
That's right.
But they got to come to you. At some point, nobody will have a majority. They
right.
got to come to
if
you.
If you get enough. But now,
that's a long time growing.
President Trump doesn't have that much time.
I know
he's
he
getting
doesn't.
Older.
Yep.
Right?
Yep. And if
his tactic is, we're going to go into the Republican Party and kick over all the tables, count me in.
Yeah.
I'll
kick them around.
We'll kick all the tables over, and the clue for all of you is when he came out after the impeachment was over, and he came out guns a-blazing against McConnell.
Yeah,
he let loose against McConnell, so that kind of tells you where it's at. And if you don't think he has support, you probably didn't see this anywhere in the media, unless maybe you look at the New York Post or some other conservative media. But on Monday, President's Day, there was a humongous Trump rally, spontaneous Trump rally for Donald Trump, where tens of thousands of people lined the road as he came back from his golf outing.
Right.
and cheered him on. The pictures, go check me out on MeWe, because I've escaped the Facebook concentration camp, that cyber concentration. I'm on MeWe.
And Parler is back up now.
And Parler is back up, although it has a lot of problems. But MeWe, I've posted the story. Go check out the pictures. It will do your heart good of the spontaneous Trump rally on Monday supporting the president. And but we got to get to Dr. Lou from Common Sense Radio. He's been hanging on for hours. Dr. Lou, what do you got?
Hey, Pete, thank you for letting me on here. And you and Mark have a great, great conversation. And there's no question that these Republicans have done this time and time again. They're selling us out. Here's the problem, though. We are in an existential threat period. And the reality is we've got to fight with the war that we have, with the equipment we have. And that means the infrastructure of the Republican Party. So what we have to be able to do is to mobilize people like John Merrill, who is part of the establishment, yes, but he is also the chair of the National Republican Secretary Group, okay? So he's out there fighting the good fight. Even, you know, Attorney General Marshall, who is not necessarily one that we supported for Attorney General, but he's out there doing his business, helping people like the guy over in Texas who filed that lawsuit to stop, you know, Biden's attempt to force ICE not to deport all of these dadgum, you know, alien criminals. So it seems to me that what we've got to be able to do, and this is what we were talking to Jerry Carl about on our town hall on Monday, is how can we move in the direction to ensure election integrity, and how can we continue the fight to make sure that we roadblock everything the Democrats are doing, okay? So taking that, What we have suggested as far as for Common Sense campaign is to become more aggressive, trying to do what we can do to support people down here. So on Saturday 20th at noon.
That's this Saturday.
This Saturday. If you go to Common Sense campaign, you'll have, you know, information on there with directions and all like that, okay? But we've got Jim Ziegler coming to talk to us about an outline for how we can defend our rights, making, you know, Alabama a sanctuary state for the Constitution, and doing other things to make sure that we're finding good candidates. These are the kinds of things that Jim Ziegler does so well. He can lay out the problem and come up with solutions. And once this is out there, we're going to do what we can do to support his vision as well as what we're trying to do in other areas. And I think it's important for us to get going things. We've already made progress with Eagle Forum, sending to the legislature, you know, a bill that will protect us from H.R. 1, which is the federalization.
Oh yeah, federalization of the elections. That's okay. We got to fight that.
Exactly. So what I'm saying here is that we can do our part, and we're going to do our part. And I think if you all come out, that'd be great. We're going to try.
So it's this Saturday at noon in Mamaloo's in Robertsdale. Look up Mamaloo's. Everybody in Robertsdale knows where it is. Jim Ziegler Town Hall.
Right. And check us out on Facebook. We'll probably have this on Facebook Live, but we're also going to videotape so we can post it. So we're doing these things, and I think that we're going to be, you know, moving in the right
direction. Because, look, we've got to pressure our state legislators right now because they're in session, and the federal government is coming for our Second Amendment rights.
Right.
So we need to go talk to them and go, what are you doing to protect our Second Amendment rights? And don't tell us nothing, because when they come for them, we're coming for you.
Exactly. The Arizona model, they produced a law in Arizona that basically defunded any agency that got involved with supporting any kind of attempt to take...
That's the one we want. All right, Dr. Lou, we got to have people go to commonsensecampaign.org to learn more. Go to their Facebook, the Common Sense Tea Party. But this Saturday, noon, 12 o'clock high at Mamaloo's in Robertsdale. See Dr. Lou and Jim Ziegler at their town hall this Saturday, the 20th of February. Thank you, Dr. Lou. We'll be right back with your calls and texts.
Well, Welcome back to Common Sense Radio with your host, Pete Rehm. To talk to Pete, call now at 343-0106.
All right, welcome back to Common Sense Radio. Hey, lots still to cover, not a lot, enough time to cover it all, but don't forget, Biden is out there saying he is offering to restart nuke talks with Iran.
Oh, bless his heart.
And if you remember, only 2 weeks ago, the intelligence agencies came out and said, oh, Iran is weeks or months away from having a nuclear weapon. So Sleepy Joe wants to pay them for their nukes. It's crazy. And then the other thing, Biden proposed today his amnesty program, which is
amnesty,
which basically is a Democrat voter drive.
Yes, yes.
That's all it is.
Come on in. 3 years, you got citizenship.
Right. All it is,
you vote for me.
It is a Democrat drive for replacement voters because they really don't like Americans. So they're looking for illegal immigrants to be replacement voters, mm-hmm. and then they will establish a permanent majority, which I don't know why they're that worried about it because they've perfected the cheating so well. Why would we ever win again? I mean, they're going to win all the elections.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe they're worried about some Republican secretaries of state or
certainly
attorneys general to
might
file
some
suits
stuff.
And stuff. And yeah. So they're
So I think they might be worried. They're trying to hedge their bets.
We don't want. Yeah, exactly.
They're
don't put all the
bets.
Eggs in one basket.
We're going to cheat. But we're also going to bring in replacement voters.
Right, right.
11 million replacement
voters. We're going to make sure that there's no question about
it. That's right. We are going to cement our single-party rule forevermore. So all of that's going on. The Lincoln Project imploded. We don't have time to talk about that. The one thing I did want to note, the Babylon Bee had a great thing this last week. We're about to celebrate the first anniversary of 2 weeks to flatten the curve.
What?
We're about to celebrate the first anniversary of 2 weeks.
Oh, 2 weeks. Okay.
To flatten the curve.
Took me a second.
Right?
Yeah, okay.
2 weeks to flatten the curve. That's all we need. We need you to cooperate to flatten the curve. Y'all stay home. Y'all do this, blah, blah, blah. And we will flatten the curve.
Yeah.
So, look, folks, we have masking. We have double masking. We have triple masking. We have social distancing. We have shutdowns. And we're basically – and vaccines now.
Right, right.
And they're still telling us we locked down. But you know what? Do you realize that new infections are down by over 50% in the last 4 weeks?
No.
But you wouldn't know that from the news. Now, I have to go – wait, I missed it from the text line. James from Florida said, I did like the one two-time impeachment champion. Thank you, whoever that was. McConnell barely won re-election back in 2008. That's from James in Florida. We have some trolls who hate us. I like it. Somebody said the Donald Trump man crush show.
Woohoo!
Ooh. I'm not sure. That could be good or bad. And then somebody else, y'all are a joke. The National Enquirer of Mobile. Boy, that person's so clever.
I'm sure.
I'm so sad they didn't call in with such clever little quips.
Exactly.
Okay. Anyway, the COVID stuff goes on. What I really wanted to get to was on the Cuomo. Cuomo's on the ropes.
Yes, he is.
Are they really going to take him out?
He got thrown under the bus by de Blasio, too.
He got thrown under the bus by de Blasio. The guy got an Emmy for
they're
his leadership.
They're eating themselves.
Yes, they are eating themselves. But here's the real thing you got to look at. All last year, who's the hero? Cuomo's the hero.
Yeah.
Trump's the villain. Who's the guy who actually flattened the curve? Who's the guy that got us the vaccine? Trump. Who's the guy that killed the seniors? Cuomo. But we're only finding this out a year later. It just shows you the duplicitous double standard of the leftist Democrat media complex. You can't believe them. That's why you listen to the National Enquirer of Mobile every Thursday night at 8 p.m. because we will sift through all of that nonsense. Folks, thank you so much for joining us. Check me out on Parler. Check me out on MeWe because I've escaped the cyber concentration camp on Facebook and Twitter. And honey, it's time to come home.